Eli Lilly has announced a promising drug that would have become the first disease-modifying treatment for Alzheimer's disease has failed in a late-stage clinical trial. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fenton reports on the latest from the Indianapolis-based pharma giant.
The results come as a devastating blow for Lilly, which had sunk decades of research into the medication called solanezumab. Early Wednesday, the company announced patients with mild dementia from Alzheimer's treated with the drug didn't experience any slower cognitive decline compared to patients who took a placebo. The drug was designed to fight the formation of amyloid plaques, buildups of certain proteins in the brain scientists have posited may be behind the symptoms of Alzheimer's. The drug's failure in patients with even mild forms of dementia now throws the so-called amyloid hypothesis into further question. Still, in a press conference, Lilly neurologist Eric Siemers said the scientific community shouldn't jump to conclusions.
You can't disprove a hypothesis based on one study, particularly one study in just people with mild dementia.
The drug had failed two earlier late-stage trials, but results of those studies indicated it might be effective in preventing cognitive decline in a smaller subgroup, patients with milder forms of Alzheimer's. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.